Ginnam and Aleph, Shali Srufa Vaish, talks about the laws of Torah. The story goes that in France, in the 1300s, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, 24 wagon loads of the Gemara were burnt. They were handwritten. This is the time before the printing press. Thousands and thousands of copies were all burnt and never to be found again. A lot of Sfarim that never made it out because they were never sent into print. It's a real tragedy. Rav Blachman said just last week, how are we to relate to this? You burn Torah, so we have art school, big deal. So this is a challenge I was thinking about for a little bit. And I thought of something that happened to me a couple of years ago. When I was in Yeshiva in Israel, and I was ready to take the next step in my learning, I said, I'll take a Masechta and I'll learn Ian Kal on my own a little bit. And I get to Daf Beis and Beis, in Megillah, making Mahalach and Meritva, and I'm like, oh, Kash and Meritva, trying to find the answer. Keep going, go for a while, eventually I find it, and I forgot the question. So I never know if I got the answer, because I don't remember what the question was. To this day, I still don't remember. And this is the tragedy, I think, that we are mourning in a sense. The sense that nowadays we have such little attention spans that we're in essence destroying Torah by not being able to keep it, to retain it. The Torah that we want to say over is just being lost. I think this is really getting at the more fundamental question of how bad we really want it. Tisha B'Av is about mourning, and we're not just mourning what's been happening, but what's still happening, the destruction that's still occurring today. We're mourning the distractions, which are the disguised tragedies of our generation. Really, I'm no historian, but if you take a look at the keynotes, talk about the Crusades and the pogroms and everything, it all happened that we started off in a good place. We were doing well in society, and then society turned on us because we were doing too well, and eventually they targeted us and they expelled us before committing many massacres. We were persecuted because of our own prosperity. And the persecutions are supposed to remind us of what makes us unique. Remember, we're also assimilating into society. So the persecutions are supposed to give us the opportunity to remind us of who we are, the Torah. The Torah is what makes us unique. And we're throwing the Torah away in favor of material gain. This gain has caused us to stray away even more from... It's a vicious cycle. We start to do our own business, we're straying from the Torah, and then it's even more, and then it's persecutions, and we can't learn Torah, just as a matter of fact. So the persecutions are reminding us of where we need to reshift our focus. And we want to stop causing the destruction of Torah nowadays. We have to first stop being controlled by the things that are distracting us, by our physical pursuits, our technology, our money. Obviously, it's important, but we can't make it the main focus of our lives. The kinnah starts off, Shali Srufa Va'esh. Shali is a question, She'ela. Acha Shalti Me'ez Hashem. It's not just a question, but a request, something we seek out. When you have a question, you seek out the answer. So we're supposed to seek out the Torah. The Torah is supposed to be something that we look towards and we want it. So we should be zocha to stop the destruction of Torah by once again truly seeking out the Torah and seeking out what makes us who we are.